Hello, this is the third edition of the Goodnight Gracie podcast, and it's also a day late, and for that I apologize. I spent yesterday in bed with a head-splitting hangover and was in no mood to get out and, you know, fool around with all these chords and stuff that go into making the podcast. Enough about my pathologies, though, and on to the task at hand. Which is, of course, those two bulwarks of 60s pop folk, Donovan and Dylan. This is Jersey Thursday from Donovan's second record, Fairy Tale, which was out in 1965.
Tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday. In the tiny piece of colored glass, my love was born. And reds and golds and yellows were the colors in the dawn. Night brought on its purple cloak of velvet to the sky, and the gulls were wheeling, spinning on Jersey Thursday. Surprised, You say, how are you? Good luck. But you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand? It's not my problem. I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. And just for that one moment, I could be you. That for just one time you could stand inside my shoes. You'd know what a drag it is to see you. Russian blue, scarlet fleece changes hue, crimson ball sinks from view. Sky rose carmethine, alizarian crimson. Wear your love like heaven.
That was, of course, Wear Your Love Like Heaven, which I have on a 1967 double album on Epic Records called A Gift from a Flower to a Garden. I mean, I think it's on a few other things too, but that's what I have it on here. And before that was, of course, Dylan's classic 1965 Columbia Records single, Positively 4th Street. Which had as its B-side a song called From a Buick Six. That song, not From a Buick Six, Positively 4th Street, always seemed to me to be the kind of perfect song to listen to when you were upset over being treated, you know, shitty by friends, or it was just always the kind of perfect fuck you to those who were who you were once close with, but then it came to a point where you were not friends any longer. Let's stick with Zimmerman. This is "I Want You" from his seminal record, Blonde on Blonde.
Saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn, but it's not that way. I wasn't born to lose you. I want you, I want you, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, 'cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't. I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit, he spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because you lied, because he took you for a ride, because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. A star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy gurdy hurdy gurdy hurdy gurdy gurdy sad. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying
of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy-gurdy is sang.
Your face, you can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy, crickets talking back and forth in rhyme, blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever. Never realize the time. Situations have ended sad. Relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco or Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
in the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty. I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine, to feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes are fine. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. 'Twould make me sing. I bet I may as well try and catch the wind.
That was, and I wouldn't think any less of you if you asked who the fuck was that, because it was Bob Dylan with I Threw It All Away from his 1969 record, Nashville Skyline. I mean, I guess my critique of Dylan would start with that ability he has to play a role so deftly, you know, to change the voice, and it's almost like a chameleon quality, which, I mean, I think is obviously kind of essential to a pop star, but his reputation is as an almost as like a revelation, not an actor. I guess I'll leave it at that. Before that was Donovan's first real hit, you know, the one that got him named a Dylan copyist, unfairly, I think, Catch the Wind. Hopefully that has become remedied by now. It obviously, you know, people like to make fun of him in the movie. Dylan is actually the one who's acting like a total asshole in that movie, but I don't know, some people come away with that movie thinking Donovan is somehow, I don't know, less than what he actually is. I mean, I think that hands down, Dylan is obviously a more talented songwriter. You know, he conjures these moods. He's very skilled. But I mean, Donovan is his own star and his own universe. Before Catch the Wind was You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, but from the late era Dylan masterpiece Blood on the Tracks. And before that was Donovan's psych elegy Hurdy Gurdy Man. I love Donovan, but I mean, I don't think this really was a fair fight. I mean, don't forget, Dylan was just a more prolific songwriter. He was a serial ingester of amphetamines and Beaujolais, and, you know, he would hit the skids too and become a Christian, and he sucked hard. But he was the better of the two. Anyway, this is Donovan, and I think the song needs no introduction because it's one of the best ever committed to tape.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Where?